Hi, everyone. Whatever time it is in your part of the world, welcome to your fifth and final LT3 training call. Yes, I said final, but it's really not the end of anything. Think of this as graduation day. It's really just the beginning of your journey. I'm Kathy Perkins, and as you know, I'm assisting Dr. Lloyd with these LT3 training calls. And just one little announcement tonight. Be sure to check your member page after this call for your graduation gift. It'll be there about an hour after the end of this call, but you'll really like it. You'll find it below the recordings of all the calls. There'll be a little red line, and below that will be your graduation gift. So I know you're anxious to get started. You'll hear more from me during the Q&A, but for now, here is Dr. Alex Lloyd.
Thank you so much, Kathy, and welcome again from all over the world. It's so delightful to be with you again tonight. I have had such a blast with every single one of you. It's been a wonderful group, and we're off to a very good start. Kathy's exactly right. The only thing that this is the end of is our training program. Later this week, maybe Kathy can tell us that when a little bit later when she comes back on. We will be sending you all the information for LT4. It is a go-at-your-own-pace program. And then the continuing program will begin with Johanna Chan, which will include you can be matched up in a group. You can be matched up individually with someone for support. There are two live programs every month. One, a healing program where we do live healing work together as a group. The other one, kind of a Q&A discussion type program every week, along with many other LT3 graduates. Before we get to that, let's tie up some loose ends, and then we'll have plenty of time for Q&A tonight. One of the main questions that always comes up is, how do I calculate my general identity score? There's really two answers to that. One is to learn a self-testing technique. We have what I think is the best one in the world. It's called the Truth Technique, and it actually comes with several techniques, not just one. So you can pick the one that you feel is most suited to you and easiest for you. And it is a muscle testing procedure, but the Truth Technique eliminates most of the problems of traditional muscle testing. You don't have to have a second person. It's not based on muscle strength. It's not just yes and no. It's on a continuum from 40% yes, 70% no, 10% yes, whatever. And you can do it anywhere, at the restaurant, at Whole Foods, at the health food store, to determine which of the 27 waters are best for you, or which of the 30 different kinds of vitamin C are best for you. Or you can test what is your percentage on general identity right now. If you want to test your percentage on success identity or relationship identity, you can do that too. On a continuing basis, you can test what is the best thing for me to be working on right now. Is it the hidden power source and virus? Is it success? Is it health? Et cetera. You can even test how many of each one should I do every day. Is it better for me to do them in the morning, in the afternoon? You don't have to have the Truth Technique to do that. Any self-testing procedure that you feel comfortable with that is accurate, and I say accurate because there's lots of self-testing procedures out there that are not accurate. You need one that has filters to rule out wrong answers, okay? I believe the Truth Technique has 5 or 6 filters to rule out wrong answers. And number two, one that compensates for reversal, a phenomenon called energy or psychological reversal, which can cause you to get a no answer when it should be yes, or a 30% answer when it's really 70%, et cetera. So, and there are accurate ones besides the truth technique. So if you have one of those, that's great. If not, we'll be happy to let you try the truth technique. It has a year money back. If you don't like it, you can return it and get your money back. Without a self-testing procedure, it's really very simple. I would look at general identity, where you started and where you ended up. Okay? So let's assume that you started at 15% and you ended at 45%. Okay? If that is the case, then you increased about 10% per week, okay, and that's fairly typical. Some people less, some people more, but that's fairly typical. So if that is true for you, then you can assume, okay, if I keep doing at least one LT3 per day, I should increase about 10% per week, okay. And so if you're now at 45%. Then that means you need to go 5 more weeks doing one a day in order to be above 90 on your general identity. And then you need to keep it there, okay? And general identity will drop back down if you don't do a little maintenance, because we always have stress in our life, and there's always new things that happen that can affect unconsciously, especially, and that's what all the identity codes are, that can affect how we feel about ourselves and who we are. Are we good or are we bad, etc. So once you get the general identity above 90%, then I would recommend 1 week out of every month do one of the general identity LT3s per day. And that should keep it above 90 once you get it above 90 long term, which is what we want, is to keep it above 90. Because as you believe in your heart about who you are, good or bad, significant, insignificant, secure, insecure, etc., everything in your life tends to go, because the positive identity in your heart is love-based, the negative identity in your heart is fear-based, and also based on a lie or falsehood, okay? The calculations from week 3 on the heart issues finder, this is the best diagnostic I know of in the world when it comes to relationship issues. There are psychologists and psychiatrists and ministers and therapists and social workers all over the world that use this test in relation to their clients as far as counseling and in light of this conversation, for relationship issues, okay? Now, to make the calculations, I may not have done a good job explaining that in the program guide, but all you're doing is averaging. So if there's 4 things that you're averaging, you just add the 4 together and divide by 4. Now, the thing that complicates that a little bit is if some are in negative numbers, and I never was great at math, so I'm not going to tell you the mathematical rules on how to do that. Google it or whatever, but all you're doing is simple averaging, all right? If there's 3 items you add the three together and average them. If there's five, you add the five together and average them. But that's all the calculations are, is you are adding categories together and averaging, all right? And the way I would use that is I would take the hard issues finder and make those calculations, and then I would see, you know, where am I weakest? Am I weakest on commitment? Am I weakest in reaction to pain, meaning that I'm not responding to pain in my life well? I'm responding to pain with fear instead of love, okay? Is it my belief? Is my lowest score about believing, which means I'm trying to control my circumstances in order to get the results that I want, but that control maybe has become manipulation, okay, which hurts me and other people, okay? It's very, very simple. If you're working with two people, both of you take the test and make the calculations, and then you see, okay, where is each person's negative score and where is their positive score? Their most positive score is your strength. Your most negative score is your biggest weakness and probably the thing most contributing to the relationship problems or blocking the relationship from being better. So I would whatever that is, I would work on that with the LT3, with the relationship LT3, relationship identity, issues with self, others, God, whichever is appropriate. Relationship identity is always appropriate. That's the unconscious part. Until you feel like that's better, and then I would go back and take the test and make the calculations again. And if you've healed it, the scores will be better. Okay? And so then you look and see, okay, where are my lowest scores now in the calculations? And then you work on that the same way. There may be some things that you need to make right. You may need to tell some people, hey, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I blew that, or I forgive you. I do things wrong too, so I forgive you. So if there's something you need to make right, make it right. If there's not, then just work on healing it with the LT3 and the appropriate codes in the LT3, until all of those relationship calculations are in positive numbers, then all of them are +3, then all of them +5, then all of them +7, okay? Once you get two people in a relationship where they take that test and they answer the questions based on that relationship and then make the calculations and all the scores are +7 and above, that is going to be an unbelievable relationship. It is going to be such an asset, such a source of strength and joy and peace for both of those people, whether they're good friends or a father and a son or a man and wife or whoever, okay? And I've worked with many people who were on the verge of divorce, and that's what we did. Each of them would take this. We would make those calculations and start working on those issues, and we never even addressed at all what they thought the problem in their marriage was before they took the test. All we addressed was those internal issues with the LT3 procedure, and virtually every time, they would reconcile and be very, very happy, and in one or two cases, they couldn't even remember what the problems were before they started, because the problems were never what they thought they were. They were never the other person or their circumstances. They were within themselves, and when those were healed. Now, I'm not saying there are never relationship problems, you know, in an abusive kind of situation. Man, I'd be the first one to say, get out of there, you know. But outside of that, the problems are typically internally in us, not externally, or what we might think are the problems in the relationship. So I kind of give those to you as a gift, the calculations to make. I've not ever made those public. And you're free to use them with yourself, your family, anyone that you would like to try to help. Because if they answer the questions on the test in light of that particular relationship and then make those calculations, it will show them where the problems are and what needs to be fixed. And then they can use some of the techniques to heal the source. Okay, going forward, it's my advice that you prioritize the, it's kind of a 1A and 1B rather than a number one and a number two. They're kind of equal in my mind. The identity issues, general identity, success identity, relationship identity, those are the unconscious issues because as they go, everything tends to go. And number two, what we talked about this last week, the hidden power source and virus. Because as I said last week, if you hit a home run on that, game over, you win. If you create the inward state of love and eliminate the inward state of fear, that's it. That's the point of everything we've been doing for the last 4 weeks. And the master key and the continuing program and everything else, okay, is to create an internal state of love from which comes joy, peace, happiness, trust, etc., and eliminate the inward state of fear from which comes health issues, stress, anxiety, anger, low self-worth, rejection, etc. So I would prioritize those as my number ones. Next would be the relationship issues, because as we said in week three, everything boils down to love and fear, and if that's even your health and sales, and if that's true, that means everything boils down to a relationship issue because there is no love outside the context of relationship. And fear is the opposite of love, which means that fear also comes in the context of relationship when there's an absence of love in the relationship. Okay? So that would be my next priority. And then whichever is most important to you, health or success. Now, my one exception for this is if you came to the LT3 for like one particular reason, like, man, I've got this big health problem and this is why I'm here and really nothing else matters that much right now because this problem is so severe. Well, then I would prioritize that up with the identity issues and the power source and virus. And I would really work on all of those together at the same time, okay? Because the power source and virus and the identity issues are the source of the health issues as well. So I would say if that's true of you, then work on that as a number one as well right from the start so that we can heal the source of that and hopefully the physical symptoms will heal as well. Okay? All right. LT4, which is what most people end up doing, is a combination of LT3 and the master key, but we do it in a very specific, certain way so that you don't have to do the entire 5-minute LT3 procedure. You only have to do about 2 minutes of that, coupled with master key, which is the exact perfect words, images, and frequencies for the body. Images are the language of the heart, the spiritual heart. Words are the language of the mind. And frequency is the language of the body. And we are a three-part being. So if you want to have complete healing, if you want to have healing as quickly as possible, the best way to do that is address all three parts of the three-part being, not just one. And I think that's why a lot of things will heal partially, or things will get a whole lot better, but then they'll get worse. Now, another reason for that phenomenon is they're not completely healed yet. Once they're completely healed, they won't go back and forth like that. And it is normal to have that back and forth until they are completely healed. But some things at times never get completely healed, and I think a lot of times the reason for that is you're only addressing one part of your three-part being. Well, Master Key ensures that you address all three because it has the perfect words in sequence that I kind of discovered miraculously, as you'll see when you read LT4. The perfect words in sequence, the perfect images in sequence, and the perfect frequency, physical frequency, behind it all, and all delivered through a binaural base. And a binaural was featured recently on the Dr. Oz show with Dr. Oz and Dr. Evan Alexander, a Harvard neurosurgeon. And they took a volunteer from the audience and actually put headphones on her and did a binaural on her during the show. She was laying there on a table during the show with binaurals going through her brain on the headphones. And they were watching on the monitor how the stress was just absolutely melting away from her brain, neurology, nervous system, and the physiology of her body as she did that. And they showed it up on the big screen and pointed out, okay, this was her stress before she did it, and see it melting away, and then here's the stress after. And Dr. Alexander and Dr. Oz both said that their clients do this, and it allows them to get to a place of deep relaxation that you really can't get to on your own. To the extent that, like yogi masters who, you know, have been meditating for centuries, for hours and hours a day, even yogi masters are turning to binaurals to get to deeper levels faster than they've been able to do on their own. It's just technology, okay? Well, we deliver all of that, the perfect words for the mind, the perfect images for the spiritual heart, and the perfect frequency for the body, all through that binaural foundation. And it's an extremely powerful combination. And to my knowledge, the only thing of its kind in the world right now. It took me 5.5 years to create it. Searched for it for about 15 years before that. I believe that we had a second immune system, a non-physical immune system that controlled our first immune system. And then I found the components. Took me about 5.5 years to put it together, and we've just released that within about the last year now, and it's just been getting rave reviews. But way before I released it to the public, I integrated it into LT3 in what I called LT4. And that's the thing that for a year the LT3 classes paid extra for, and rated it at a 4.96 out of 5. 100% said they would recommend it to a friend. There were no negative comments, even though we asked for them. The only reason it wasn't a 5 out of 5, including everyone anonymously, was two or three people said, I'm not going to rate it as a 5 because even though it's been wonderful, I want to see how it works long term. But there were no negatives at all. So you will get complete instructions. You will get several of the recordings. If you don't already have Master Key, that's okay. We're going to give you several of the recordings. If you do have Master Key, then you'll have more variety because you'll have way more recordings than are in the LT4. The one thing about that, do not use the binaural version. If you have epilepsy or an electronic implant in your body or something like that, use the one without the binaural. The binaural can have a negative effect on that. But we do include one that is not binaural for that purpose. After LT4, you will be contacted by Johanna Chan. And I believe by email, and Kathy, any of this that I'm saying wrong that you need to clean up, please do that when you come back on. You'll be contacted by Johanna Chan and invited to become a part of the continuing program. You can request to be teamed up with a group of people who support each other and do LT3 together and maybe even kindly and lovingly holding each other accountable and encouraging each other, and I would highly advise that. If you don't like groups, you can request to be matched up one-on-one with someone that you're compatible with and do the same thing. And then we will have twice a month the live programs, one totally, completely live healing work with LT3 and Master Key. We call them healing circles. And the other one, a live question and answer where you can, we'll be discussing things, answering questions, getting feedback, telling you about new things, kind of all of the above. You will always be able to get your questions answered. No matter what, Johanna will probably be your first stop for that. So once you have her contact, she would be the first person to ask questions of, and if she can't answer it, she will get to me, and I will answer it. Every so often, we have a live LT3 reunion in person. I think we've had four of those in Nashville, and people came from all over the world, literally, from Israel and Europe and all over the place. And if you can come to one of those, it is absolutely wonderful. Every single time, it's been the thing where at the end of the weekend, everybody's crying and hugging and nobody wants to leave. And people are exchanging all their contact information, and they are friends for life, close friends for life. And it's an explosive weekend, and every single weekend we have miracles happen on the spot during the weekend. So we'll be letting you know about all those things, and if you can attend, that's terrific. That is a nonprofit event for us. The amount we charge is just what it takes to cover the hotel and meeting rooms and snacks and drinks and all that stuff. Okay, Kathy, I think we are ready for Q&A.
Okay. Thanks, Alex. I have just one little thing to clean up about the continuing program.
Sure.
Johanna will be taking over the continuing program at the first of the year. We're putting that together now. Johanna and I are working on it together. I'm doing the technical part, and she's going over all the documents and making sure that everything's just right the way she wants it. And so we're in the process of putting that together right now. So until the end of the year, you'll be contacted, I think, first of all, by Marianne. I'm not sure who does the first contact, but you'll be in the care of Barbara Wheeler until the end of the year.
Okay.
Barbara has done this. I don't know, Alex, how long has she done this? Like forever?
I believe Barbara has been doing it for about 4 years, has been absolutely fabulous. She wrote the program guide. She wanted to give back after she went to the program. And so she created the program guide years ago, and we've tweaked it since then, but she's absolutely fabulous. And by the way, the only reason she's leaving is she is going back to school to pursue her PhD.
Yeah, I was going to – I didn't know if this was her first or second PhD. I was just going to say she's leaving to pursue yet another degree.
Yeah.
So she's been here for a long time. And so Johanna will take over the first of the year. But
okay.
Don't worry, because you'll get emails and you'll know exactly where to go when.
Right.
So that's not going to be a problem. But the new continuing program will be a different format, but the same continuing program with Johanna. So we're putting that together now.
Well, actually, it's not just it is a different format, but it's being greatly expanded. So you're not missing anything. You're going to get way more.
That is true. I hated to say that because I'm part of the team putting it together. So
no, that's absolutely true.
Okay. So now Q&A tonight. You probably know how that works. If you're on the web, type your question into the little box you see on the screen and press send. I'll see it and read it, and Dr. Lloyd will answer. If you're on the phone, press *2, and I'll see your hand raised, and I will recognize you in some way, generally by the last four digits of your phone number. But if we have a problem with that, if it doesn't show up or something, we'll get to you. Don't worry about that. So let's have some questions. *2 to raise your hand, and I will go to the web first. Here are some. Oh, here's a good one from Illinois. How often do you take the heart issue finder test?
You know, that's really up to you, but my just sort of baseline default response to that is once a month is good. But if that's too much for you, too little, you know, do what is most comfortable for you.
And also from Illinois, oh, you're going to love to answer this one, Alex. What is the cost for LT4?
Oh, it is big bucks, man. This is going to bankrupt you. It's free. It's free.
Oh, and here's another question about that just came in. I'm sure it was typed before. Will LT4 cost any money? So that was a big one. Okay, no more web questions. Let's see if we have phone questions. Yes. If you are in Virginia and the last four digits of your phone are 0917, your line is open.
Hello, this is Nicole.
Hi.
My question concerns the relationship critical components.
Uh-huh.
So you say if we have a low number somewhere, we have to work on that.
Uh-huh.
So which code would you use for, you know, communion, communication, commitment?
Yeah, those are all relationship issues. So what I would do is let's say that your low score is communion, which is intimacy. So that means I've got an intimacy issue, all right? Well, I would say, okay, who's my intimacy issue with? Is it with myself? Do I not like to face up to the truth about what I've done, what I haven't done, how I feel, what I think, you know, those deeper questions of life? That's an intimacy issue with yourself. Is it with others? Is it with God? Or do I not know? If I don't know, then it's relationship identity unconscious. If it's with myself, then the issues with myself code in the LT3. If it's others, it's others, you know, et cetera. But those are all relationships. So it will be one of those four, or it could possibly be two or three of them.
Yeah, because it's not really clear to me, you know, what behavior or judgment or...
Well, behavior is what you do and don't do. Judgment is judging. Do you judge? Are you judge? That's saying you're judgmental. Are you judging yourself or are you judging others? Do you feel judged by God? You know, and the judging thing is usually a forgiveness issue. So do I have trouble forgiving people? Do I have trouble forgiving myself? Do I feel like others are not forgiving me? Do I feel like I've been so bad, God will never forgive me? They are pretty self-explanatory if you think about it. Judgment means you're judgmental, et cetera.
And programming. I mean, this, I don't know what does that mean.
That's your programming. That's your generational issues and what you've learned from the first 6 years of life and growing up. You know, that's the guy who says that Chevy is best even if all of the rating agencies say that Chevy is the worst car on the planet, but because his dad said Chevy was best, and his granddad said Chevy was best, and his great-granddad said Chevy was best, even though he doesn't have any facts that support what he's saying, he still just vows and declares Chevy is best. That's programming.
Oh, okay. Sorry, because I didn't realize really how to analyze.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Someone else, Kathy? Hello?
Hello?
Ah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
We'll go to the web now, and if you're on the phone, press star 2 to raise your hand. But here's a web question from Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
If we wish, can we do more than 7 LT3 procedures daily? For example, if we're working on virus, general identity, and want to select more than 2 additional areas to focus on, is that okay, or is there a limit to how much one should do per day?
No. We've talked a couple of times on the group calls. There's people in this class doing 20 or more a day. As long as you are not having significant healing responses, feel free. Do as much as you want. Now, if you start having significant healing responses, I would back off.
Okay, and from Toronto, along the same vein, but kind of maybe the opposite, how many LT3s should we do per day on an ongoing basis now that the 5 weeks are ending?
That's up to you. I think that 7 a day is still a really good baseline. Once you get real comfortable with the LT3, you know, you're looking at 35 minutes a day, approximately, maybe a few minutes more. But and if you split that up 2 or 3 times a day, you know, you're talking, you know, 10, 15 minutes at a time. 2 or 3 times a day, but there is no wrong way to do it. So if you can do 1 and that's what you're comfortable with, fine, do 1 and do it with no guilt or don't think, oh, man, I'm not doing it right. I'm not doing 7. No. The 7 is not a rule or an instruction. It's just, you know, something that seems to work pretty good. But what works best is what works best for you. And that may be 5 or 2 or 1 or 12. So, you know, feel free. Now, if you know a self-testing procedure, you can test it.
Okay, from Cameron. If I still have healing codes from Codes to Go, can I plug those codes into the LT3 in place of my personal codes, or should these be done separately? I understand these are separate programs, but wanting to know if LT3 would increase those codes' healing power.
Yeah, sure, it would. That absolutely. It would increase the power of those.
And from Michigan, when and why should we use the LT4 specifically? Any specific circumstances should we use LT4 with?
I use it all. I don't ever do LT3. I do LT4 every time, and most of the graduates do LT4. Not all of them. Some prefer LT3, but most of them do LT4. So it's not a particular situation. It's just, you know, which are you most comfortable with? And whichever that is, do that. Or you can do LT3 a while and LT4 a while. But I would do LT4 a while to get the feel of it, to see if you like it better or which one you like better.
And from Cameron again, I missed the first 5 minutes, so I apologize if you already answered this, but is the truth technique how you self-assess which LT3 you should do or which areas you need to heal?
Yeah, it's a way you can do that. Now, that's not what I'm doing when I test you in our one-on-ones. I'm not using muscle testing for that. But the LT3, the truth technique is muscle testing that you can use for that purpose.
Okay, back to the phones. And again, in Michigan, if your number ends in 8484, your line is open.
Yes, Dr. Lloyd, could you please clarify a little bit more about this self-testing that we can do? I just can't grasp the concept and where we acquire that information from.
Well, what I'm saying is I have a self-testing procedure that I developed in 1998 called the Truth Technique that people all over the world use, including doctors and psychologists, and although in most cases you don't know they're using it. I'm not sure what you mean by more information. You can find out about that from Mary Ann if you're interested in it, and she can help you get it. What more information are you meaning?
Well, for us to be able to find out once we set our priorities, how we are progressing as far as our general identity score, I guess.
Oh, yeah. You can use the self-testing procedure to test that for yourself the way I've been testing you. But I've not been using that, but you can use it to test that.
And that procedure comes from where, self-testing?
The truth technique.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And there are other self-testing procedures out there that are really good, too. It doesn't have to be the truth technique. Anyone that is good, that has filters, that compensates for energy or psychological reversal, should work fine.
Okay. These are self-tests, not electronic tests.
No, they're not electronic. They're self-tests. It's muscle testing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I might add that the truth technique is available on the site. If you go to the site, which I hope you all do, because that's where you need to go to get LT4, the menu across the top has one little tab called Store. If you look there, you will find the truth technique in the store. So, and another thing that I meant to add, I don't know if I said this or not, so if I'm repeating myself, I apologize, but it's important. The LT4 will be on your member page about an hour after the end of this call. I have to put that stuff up. So, but it'll be available this evening, but I might have given the impression that it'll be immediately after the call, but it's not going to be immediate. It'll be about an hour.
Oh, I think that's great. I thought it'd be several days. That's great.
No, I have a little trick.
Okay.
I get everything up there tonight. Tonight's call will be up there, and the LT4 will be up there, too.
Terrific.
Within about an hour.
Terrific.
So, okay, that's it for the phones right now. Remember, *2 if you'd like to ask a question. And I'm going back to the web, and I do not see this. There is a question about self-testing procedures that do not cost money.
Mm-hmm.
I think you answered that sort of by Googling. You might want to expand on that.
Yeah, there may be. I know you can find the O-ring test on YouTube and some things like that. Just be careful because if it does not have filters to filter out wrong answers, and if it does not have a mechanism to compensate for energy or psychological reversals, there's some really good techniques out there other than the truth technique, but there's a whole bunch of them that are garbage because they don't compensate for those two things. And that is primarily the reason that muscle testing has gotten a bad rap. It's because of techniques that don't compensate for those things, or techniques that are based on muscle strength, or having someone else have to push on your arm or something like that, where people get wrong answers all the time. And you can get a wrong answer too with the truth technique, but it's much more rare because we compensate for reversal and we filter out the wrong answers. But yeah, feel free to Google or whatever, but just remember those two things: compensate for reversal, psychological or energy reversal, and have filters to weed out wrong answers. Those two things.
Okay, we have a caller from Virginia, 0917. Your line is open.
Okay, thank you so much. I would like, if you have still a few moments, to have a little bit more detail, if you could elaborate on the master key and what is LT4. And
you will get all of that in the LT4 information. There's extensive recordings and transcription of the recordings, and we go through all of that in detail. In fact, me explaining it in the recording is probably an hour long, and so a lot of you are going to click over tonight and hear that. So I don't think I need to repeat all that right now, because in an hour from now you'll have it and can listen to it in all the detail you want.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we'll go back over to the web.
We're not going to leave you hanging. It'll be fully explained.
Yes, it will, as a matter of fact. Okay, we have a web question from Cameron. I'm not epileptic. Excuse me. I'm not epileptic, nor do I have any mechanical devices. However, I'm afraid to use the binaural tones. I realize this is likely an unfounded fear, but will the other one work just as well? Or should I just get over my fear and try the binaural tones for more effective helping?
I think I would, first of all, ask your doctor, say, hey, I'm thinking about using a binaural that Dr. Oz talked about on his show recently, and you can Google and find that whole show recording, by the way, with Dr. Oz and Dr. Alexander. So I would ask your doctor, hey, I'm thinking about doing this, and I know it's not advised for people that are epileptic or who have electronic implants or serious mental problems or things like that, but I'm still scared of doing it. What's your advice? And just do what he tells you. And if you don't use it, yeah, we have a recording that does not have that. Now, it's not quite as powerful because it doesn't have that, but it does have the other three components: the words, the images, and the frequency for the body.
Okay, a question from Sydney. How can I join LT4, and when does it start?
You will be notified. Well, no. LT4, you don't have to join. It'll be up on the your homepage. Kathy just said in about an hour. You don't have to join that. It's a go-at-your-own-pace program. And about an hour or so after this call, all that information will be available to you. The continuing program is what you join, and you will be invited. So please look for the invitation.
And here's an interesting question. Are there any electronic technological methods available for truth testing?
I don't know the answer to that. There may be. I don't know. I've bought a couple of gadgets that I've seen advertised in magazines, but they didn't seem to work very well to me. But I don't know.
And a question from Toronto, is there any way to speak to Dr. Alex after tonight?
Yeah, but just go through Marianne and Johanna, please. But if you need me, I'm here.
Okay, back to the phones. Star 2, there are no more phone callers. So I'll go refresh the web. Okay, it's getting close to last call. Type away if you're on the web. Let me refresh the phones. It looks like that's it, Alex.
Okay. Well, I am so much richer from knowing each of you, and I hope that we are friends for life. Again, I'm not going anywhere. I will be around if I am needed. I can't advise you strongly enough to integrate LT4 and try it over an extended period of time. I think you'll love it. And to join the continuing program and get matched up with a group or another individual to lovingly hold each other accountable and support each other and pray for each other and check up on each other and do the LT3 process on each other and all that sort of thing. It takes it to a whole nother level. You are also welcome to participate in future LT3 classes at no additional charge. That does not include the one-on-one portion, but the group portions, you're welcome to come and be a part of those. Let Marianne know if you want to do that. And I will see you soon, I hope, and check out the LT4 later tonight or tomorrow. And please, 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 just keep at it. Get your focus off of the external circumstances that creates more stress. Give up the end result. That creates more stress. Focus on the internal spiritual issues and in the present moment in love, and keep doing it every day, even if it's just one a day, and it will happen at the right time and in the right way for you. And I love you guys, and God bless you. Have a lovely evening, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much, Kathy. Thank you.
Always my pleasure, Alex.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.
The moderator has left the conference.